Remember the good old days where mom and dad, or just mom and just dad, would pack a lunch for you and drop you off at school in the family van?
Those days are long gone when you enter university.
I mean, on good days, maybe someone at home could drop you off, like 5 minutes before class.
But for the most part, you can experience some pretty weird stuff on your way to university.
We're just a bunch of adult babies trying to figure out what to do.
Listen to these real-life stories of students just trying to get to class. Life is full of surprises. Some are good, some are bad, some are strange, and some are just downright terrifying. It makes you wonder, what kind of surprises can you find on your way to school? Evan Wood tells us his terrible bus stop surprises. His story really shows that some surprises make morning so hard.
It was the very first day of school. I was waiting patiently at the bus stop by my house, but then, all of a sudden, I noticed it. The flesh-colored silicone slab was staring at me menacingly. My immediate question was, what is it? Then a sudden wave of realization hit me. It was a sex toy. Even worse, it was a man's sex toy. Immediately my mind was full of questions. Why is it here? Who put it here? Oh God, is it used? Why the hell would anyone use this at a public bus stop? But what if they used it on the bus? Oh no, that's not sanitary at all. My endless amount of questions came to an end when the bus finally arrived, and to this day, I make a conscious effort not to touch anything on the bus.
Winter is often perilous and unforgiving. Embark on a perilous journey following a snowstorm which had caught one student unprepared, but not gotten the upper hand on his ability to make pop culture references that make light of his dilemma. Here's Dawson Bainbridge with his view of the crushing commute.
The news I wait for every year. Snow. And what makes things worse? No winter tires. It's too early for them. Or maybe it never is here. Driving slow, or more accurately, sliding slow. Every stop is a gamble. Can I get my car to move, or will I make like Scooby-Doo running from a monster? Wheels spinning, but no traction, no movement. Miraculously, I still make it to school. I feel like a bad flyer who just got off a flight with relentless turbulence. Getting out of the car to kiss the ground like an old lover. Unfortunately, the good feeling doesn't last, as later today I have to make the trek back. Winter hits us like a truck every year. At least this morning, I can say I wasn't literally. But the day is still young.
Going to school isn't always a drag. It's not always a hellish commute on a bus or in traffic. It can be a nice experience. Adam Bukasel actually likes the adventure. He has a story about the positives in the morning air, and he will tell you more about his daily pleasantry.
I like walking to school. Sure, it's a little extra time on my day, but what a lovely day it is. The majestic sunrise telling me to start my day, to be productive, but that's what you get when you take time and really enjoy the environment. The colors of the sunrise makes this beautiful scenery of yellow, orange, and red, mixed with the greeny grass. Ooh, it just gives me thirst for pumpkin spice lattes. But I don't really need one right now, because walking not only wakes me up better than coffee, it also provides a little exercise, especially when you're carrying a few heavy textbooks.
Every driver tries to beat yellow lights, but sometimes it doesn't work out as planned. One minute, the car is on the road. The next, the car is stuck in a snowbank. Up next, Aiden Pashney tells us how not to beat a yellow light.
I never try to look cool, but instead you just look like a jackass. Well, one time I was driving to school and I knew I wasn't on time. Ice covered the roads like a coat of gloss on a painting, and light in front of me, I decided I should be later for school. I can't stop because the road is so damn slick, but if I try to make the turn, I'll slide into the curb. So my bright idea was, hey, I can handbrake turn and slide around the corner through this light no problem. Next thing you know, I'm sideways in a snowbank, reversing back into the road in front of all these people who I assume were laughing their asses off at me. Turns out, I'm not cool. I'm just a jackass.
We have a caller on the line. Let's swing it over to her.
Hi, Michaela.
Hey, how's it going?
Good, and how are you?
Good, good.
Right on. We have a couple questions here about how you get to school. What is your daily commute?
Alrighty. So I live in the East Residence of Mount Royal, and for the most part, my commute just consists of walking to the main building.
When comparing that to the other stories, there's, like, not a lot to it. Is there anything that, like, is interesting? Sorry to put it bluntly, but
It's not as crazy as the previous stories that was just aired, but I see bunnies every day when I walk. It's actually like pretty quiet in the morning. Honestly, it's different from what it is at night.
So when you say at night, what do you mean by that?
At night, it can be quite rowdy sometimes, depending on the house, but there's tons of parties there, and it can get annoying sometimes, but it's fine.
Awesome, Michaela. Well, thank you so much for calling in.
Yep.
Man, I never realized how hard it was to get to school.
Yeah, these students sure have it rough.
Personally, I think they're just overcomplicating things.
And you'd probably be right about that one. On another note, thank you to everybody for tuning in and listening.
We'd like to thank all the students for sharing their stories. Please join us next time for more student-produced content.
You've been listening to Adventures and... Sorry, I forgot the name of the show.
The Adventures?
Adventure Awaits.
We need to write it down.
Yeah. We've been your hosts. Thank you.
Thank you.